All right, welcome to Module 7 here. We want to talk about the 10-minute call. We've been talking about this 10-minute call like almost the whole time, right? Every module, they're like, what is it? So we're going to tell you. And I'll just tell you, when I get on the phone, so now we've scheduled a 10-minute call, right? Because we've done the connection call, and now we've scheduled a 10-minute call. So if I call Trevor, I'm like, hey, Trevor. The first thing I want to do with Trevor is say, hey, remember we set 10 minutes. I know you and I got to catch up quite a bit maybe, but we'll set another time. But just respect our 10 minutes. What I was thinking is that I wanted to let you know what I'm up to, and I wanted to get to know what you're up to. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Okay, awesome. So then the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do audio logo.
Now, I'm going to pause for a second. So Steve and I went back and forth for hours the other day to make sure we script this 10-minute call and give it to you as a gift. So all of this you're going to have. He just covered two parts that are on your script. So you're going to be able to download this, and then you can modify it to your own script and language. But he just covered clearing the time. So you'll see that on your script and your checklist. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, this is, you know, I just wanted to check with you. We only have 10 minutes for this call, right? Then he's setting the purpose of the call. I just want to know, let you know what I'm up to and find out what you're up to. Is that okay? So another thing that we're going to talk about a little later is a yes ladder. I think Robin's going to talk about that. And you get to ask these yes questions that get people into a positive mm-hmm. mindset. So there's a lot we're going to cover quickly here, but you might want to rewatch this video.
I would.
Definitely go over the script, because he just moved to audio logo, which is our next part, which we have a whole extra training for. I know that this is something that you teach in which courses?
The client capture course.
So, and that's...
And I also do it in design it, because even it's something that you want to keep refining. So I do it in one of my earlier courses so that you can get started in it. And then when you come to my design it, we spend like almost half a day, not quite, working on it and having people go say their audio logo to everyone and just get really good at. And what the audio logo is, just so you know quickly here, is it's like 30 seconds who you are, like who do you work with, what's their typical challenge, and then what result do you give them. And you have that three parts, like 10 seconds each, and you just nail it. And that's why you want to say that at the call, because maybe I haven't talked to Trevor in so long and he just said, yeah, we have 10 minutes. And then I want to say, hey, well, typically I work with entrepreneurs these days that are stuck or struggling. They don't know how to grow and they feel alone. And I've helped them reach millions, Trevor, like literally millions. I'm even shocked at myself, right? But I helped them, more importantly, grow their business and gain their life.
This is huge, guys. So what we're covering now so quick. Okay, remember, go back and listen to this again. Steve just gave a great audio logo that was very specific in who he works with, who he typically works with, the challenges that they have, and then the results that he brings them. So that's part of the audio logo part.
And now Trevor's going to be like, wow, that's freaking pretty cool, right?
And all this happens in how long? In this 10-minute
call?
All
this, I'm like a minute when I like get to here. It's already a minute. So we have 9 minutes left. And the thing is, the reason I'm talking about me first is because I want the rest of the 8-9 minutes to be all about Trevor, because I really want to know what's going on to see if I can help him. And if there's nothing I can help him with, maybe I can refer him to somebody else. Maybe I can tell him, hey, you know what? I would Google that. You know, sometimes that's even my smallest thing. I'm like, if I were you, Trevor, I would Google this. And you're like, some people actually say, well, I didn't think about that. I will Google that. You know, so I'm just giving him some tip. And then if there's no reason for us to work together, I might say, hey, well, if you know anyone, or who do you know that might be a good fit? Do you know any entrepreneurs? I'm able to ask that question. So basically, I'm just saying what kind of tips, or maybe we'll work together at the end. And here we are talking about the end. We'll come back to this, but I just want to come forward. So that's why I'm sharing my stuff. So just to recap, we clear the time, and then what do we do?
You clear the time, you set the intention and the purpose of the call, which Steve did just previously, and you're going to have this in your script.
Yep, that we're going to share, that I'm going to share about what I'm doing, you're going to share about what you're doing, and we're just going to catch up, because that's what they think. And you know, one other thing about the 10-minute call is, because when you're actually doing the connection call, and then you say, hey, we need to catch up, Trevor might be thinking, oh, great, I'm really busy, and I'm going to talk to Steve for like an hour because we haven't talked in so long. So I love saying the 10-minute call, because then Trevor knows, well, I can do 10 minutes. And yes, Steve's a good friend. I should talk to him for 10 minutes. Okay. So I do the 10 minutes, and then I'm respecting the 10 minutes, saying, hey, we have 10 minutes. So I'll just share what I'm doing, and then I'd like to hear what you're doing, Trevor. And he's like, sure. Then I do my audio logo. Quick thing. Who do I work with? Entrepreneurs. What's going on with them? They're struggling, and they don't know how to grow their business, and they're alone. And what do for them? I help them reach millions in revenue, grow their business, but most importantly, I help them gain their life at the same time. Because a lot of entrepreneurs are going towards a certain number and they think they'll have their life when they hit a certain monetary number or grow their business. And I might say that, and that's it. And then I say, and you know what? My biggest goal is to gain more speaking engagements right now so that I can help more people. The more people I get in front of, the more people I can serve, right?
So guys, we got all this for you on the script. So hopefully you printed that out and you're looking at it. So you'll be like, my God, this Steve guy knows what he's talking about. It says it right here on the script. There's a blank for you to enter your part so I can help more people. And then you've got your next part.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He knows the script.
So. Yeah, I do, right? Yeah. So then I'm going to say, so that's what I'm working on. So I'm really curious. You know, goals are really important to me, Trevor, because, you know, I want to help a lot of people. So it makes me curious. What's your biggest goal right now?
Which is now the part where the whole rest of the conversation is about the other person.
So I'm probably like 2 minutes in at tops. So I have 8 minutes to learn about Trevor.
And one of the things you're going to find next is on your checklist, we're going to use something called keyword backtracking. And so I know you're going to talk about this a little bit, but what you want to do is be taking notes to find out the trigger points of what they now say. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I also to... The keyword backtrack is important because Trevor might say things differently than me. Remember I said, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are alone, but he might say, I feel like I'm by myself these days if he was talking about a pain that he had. And I'm not going to say alone because that's my word. I'm going to say, oh, you feel like you're by yourself. So that's, I'm going to use his words. That's where I'm backtracking. And Trevor's going to be like, wow, this guy's really listening. Like, he listens a lot better than when we were in high school.
And just because a word might mean the same, two words might mean the same thing to you, it does not mean it means the same thing to someone else. If they say great and you say awesome, that is not the same thing. If they say that they're struggling right now and you say, and you were to just
really
take
hard.
The gist of that and say, oh, it must be really hard for you. And they're thinking, you know, you just don't get me. It's not hard for me. I'm just struggling right now. And you're thinking to yourself, well,
yeah,
you're crazy,
is
but
hard.
You're making sure that in this process, when you ask someone their biggest goal, they're typically going to talk about the stuff that they really want. So that's cool. You're going to find out all their move towards language and specifically how they say what this new goal is and take a moment to write this stuff down.
And you should have the script in front of you. So let's just do it and you follow along as we do it. So again, I'm saying, so that's what's going on with me, Trevor. And, you know, it makes me really curious because goals are so important to me. I'm curious, what's your biggest goal this year?
So my biggest goal this year is to get 100 people a month buying into my new bestseller big business online course and program. So I've got a webinar that drives people to it, and I just want to get to where I'm doing 100 people a month consistently. That's the biggest goal I've got this year.
Okay, so you wanted to get 100 people coming to your course per month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That are signing up and buying the course every single month.
Awesome. And it makes me more curious, like, what? So when you have that, what will having that do for you?
That's a great question. Every day I write this down, and it's going to help give me everything I want as far as the financial freedom and then also the time freedom that I want with my family. And it's also creating a new process that I can give to all of my clients because I want them to use the same structure of marketing to webinar that I'm using to actually offer and sell this product. And so it's going to be a system that I can duplicate with everyone.
Wow, that's awesome, Trevor.
That's everything.
Yeah, and now I just want to notice, so by me asking, that's a magical question. What will having that do for you? I want you to use those exact words. It's magic because what happened? He went from like, I want 100. It's such like a hard fact thing. Like he says, or he might say, I want more money. Okay, great. Well, what will having that do for you? And then he started to see how much more came out of it. Like he'll have more in his life. He'll be able to help more people. He's going to be able to teach his clients even more. Like there was more heart in that than anything. So now he's like feeling like, wow, this is awesome. And you're feeling your goal even more. So we're eliciting the emotional state that goes along with that goal.
So you're always going to want to probe a little deeper. So when you ask a question like this, they're going to give you the surface answer. I want to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah. And when you lose 20 pounds, what will having that do for you?
when I lose 20 pounds, I will look better when I go to my high school reunion, and I'll feel proud of myself instead of like a fat bastard or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. And if someone's really short with their answers, you might be able to ask this question more than once. And you might say, well, aren't they going to notice I'm saying, what will having that do for you? But if you keyword backtrack, if I were to say, wow, so you won't look fat when you go to your high school reunion, and when you do that, what will having that do for you?
So even though we're just play acting and I don't feel like I have an extra 20 pounds on me I want to lose.
Yeah, I would be still, scared if you tried
it
to.
It still makes me feel good in the process of him just saying, because I feel heard. So it's a great way to connect with another human, and people will really love the conversation, even though all you're doing is talking about, well, the reason is that you're talking about them and what's their biggest goal and what's most important to them. And this probing, this digging a little deeper, is to find the emotion. And you want to figure out the emotion of how that, what they want or what they don't want, which is going to be the next part.
Absolutely, because now that I know all that, then I can say, so Trevor, that's awesome what you want. I'm really curious, what's slowing you down or stopping you from hitting that 100 a month?
So the one thing we're focused on right now is finding the right audience online. So we're targeting Facebook and LinkedIn, and just driving the right marketing and advertising to them. So we've got someone on our team that was doing it for us. We need someone new to do it for us. We just need to clean it up. So there's not much. But right now, it's finding the right person and the right audience and the right message.
And that's slowing you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with having that happen, how does that affect you right now?
Well, not having it in place makes me feel like, it's kind of like I haven't done my homework. If I feel bad, like there's something I've done wrong. Mm-hmm. Because I know there's a lot of people who need our program. And because I'm in the process of figuring it out, I'm frustrated. And I want it to happen last month, and so that makes me feel like I'm that I've been lazy when I'm not been lazy, but it's just frustrating.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Now, do you notice Trevor's state? So we went from like, he's like, well, you know, I just need to do my online, my Facebook. But then when I asked, well, how does that affect you? It was like a lot bigger of a deal. Like if I would have just stopped, he's like, well, it's not that bad. I just need my Facebook, my LinkedIn, it's okay. And if I would have been like, oh, okay, cool. Then there wouldn't have been that emotional tie. The reason we're hitting on these emotions is because then people want to feel, like now you want to feel different. You're like, this feels really crappy, right?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it. So he's like, I want to run away.
Well, it reminds me of how important, how I'm spending my days right now, other than when I'm shooting products with you.
So even if we're not, even if we were to almost end the call right now, it definitely got you thinking.
Totally.
Absolutely. Because now he's thinking about where he wants to go. We just elicited the positive emotion and now the negative emotion, right, of what he doesn't want. And if I am in position to help him, and you know, I've moved millions of people in certain directions online, so I probably know a thing or two about it. We've even won awards on this, so I could say, you know, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Trevor, that because I know you want these 100 a month, and you want that to come every month, and right now, getting the Facebook and LinkedIn is causing issues. You know, that's exactly what I've helped my clients. Remember, I told you I've helped them reach millions more. I've done exactly that. I'm not sure if I can help you. I might be, like with all the things I've done, it feels pretty right, but you know, I'm curious, is that something you want help with?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I would say is that I would want to discover if that's true, if I truly can help you, because I don't want to take up too much of either of our time if I couldn't help you, but I would want to make like a solid recommendation, because even if it's not me, I have some friends maybe that I could refer you to. So what I'd say is we should set up a discovery call where we have a little bit more time than 10 minutes. And then I could dig a little deeper about what's going on and see precisely if I could help you or not. Would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what day is good for you? I could do Tuesday or Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Where did I learn that?
I don't know.
And then he picks, right? Now, but what if Trevor needed new socks. Like his feet were really cold and he was like out of socks and they all had holes. I don't know, I made something up and it's ridiculous. But the fact is, I don't make socks, right? And I have nothing, but you know, I'd be like, you know, I heard Hanes makes good socks. Maybe you could just Google that, right? I can make a recommendation to Trevor. So it's not always gonna work like what had just happened right now. Because when I called my mom, absolutely not was I actually asking her to be my client. But at the end of me, but I still want to find out what's going on with mom. Like, hey, mom, what's going on? Even what are your goals? And I do this with everyone because guess what? If I can help Trevor find socks, do you think Trevor's going to help me?
because I need socks. And I'd be so happy if I found socks.
So in this case, I could help Trevor with his online marketing. However, what if Trevor needed help with his car? His car was breaking down. And I can say, hey, if I do know somebody, I can refer him to a different auto mechanic. And now I'm helping Trevor. And he's going to be like, that's awesome. Steve helped me get my car fixed. And it's just awesome. So whether Trevor, you know, brings anything to me or not, at least I'm giving him a gift, right? Because the whole point is giving gifts. But then I might also say after that, then say, hey, and if you know anyone that has any speaking opportunities where they're talking to entrepreneurs, I don't know, who do you know? Do you know anyone, Trevor?
And so then I can fill in the blank and answer. So the answer would be yes. Now, what's really great about this is that there's a system and a process. So you want to make sure you go through it. And I'm just going to point out, keyword backtracking is really important. It's making sure that you're connecting and communicating in their language. So you're writing down those key words that they use about what they want most, what their biggest challenges are. If you can make, if it's an appropriate thing for you to go ahead and say, hey, would you like my help with that? Then you're setting the next appointment. And if not, you give them some help, you make a recommendation. I like when you said, maybe you'd like to Google that.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that somebody?
Sometimes if I didn't know an auto mechanic, but I know Trevor's BMW might be the issue and he might be taking it to a mechanic that's not working out, I'd say, hey, you know there's mechanics that just work on BMWs. Why don't you actually say mechanics that work on BMWs and Google that and see what comes up?
And I think you had an example of someone saying, thank you for that great advice. I didn't think about using Google.
Yeah, they didn't think about searching for it. They just thought, you know what? I don't know how to do that. I don't know who to talk to. I just don't know. And then I'm like, you know what? If you Google that, I'll bet you'll find someone that you could talk to. And they said, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it. Duh. I'll just Google that, right? And so it helped them.
So what we've got here, all this is going to be on your checklist and part of your script. And you can seed and keyword that and go back. And then if it's a yes, you make them that offer. And so just
for the discovery
call. For the discovery call. So, and one of the things,
the next step.
One thing Steve actually mentioned as well is when he often does this 10-minute call, oftentimes now he will sell the strategy session. You did this at our kitchen table just yesterday. Where when he's speaking on stage or you're giving a webinar and someone's already gone through a lot of this process, I think Robin mentioned this earlier, you can skip steps. On this call, Steve will oftentimes not even sell the discovery call, but go right to a paid strategy session. Now we're going to talk about that in a little bit about what that strategy session is and other things that you can call.
We have a whole module on that.
Yeah, we've got a whole section on it.
So we'll do that. And the only other thing I wanted to say, because you really got this, and I would re-watch this. If you didn't have the script in front of you, I would get it out and re-watch this whole module, because the more times the repetition of this, you hear this over and over, you're going to get really good at it. And you're going to be able to, just like how I called my mom. My mom's not a client that I could work with, but I'm able to help her with something maybe because I still ask her, hey, mom, what's going on? And I can ask her that and I can get some help to her, and then maybe she'll refer me just like that happened. And the last thing I want to point out is this audio logo. I know we screamed through that. And again, I teach that in my client capture course and my design it course, so people have this. And Robin, you do it in your... Positioning yourself for profits. And she teaches that as well. So we're all proponents of this. And Trevor just does it a lot. He has his audio logo.
Boom!
Boom!
Well, when my two great buddies here, honey, you're now my buddy instead of my wife. I don't know.
I'm a
love buddy. So if you need to go ahead and find out more about that audio logo, you can reach out to us and ask. Like you said, Steve's got a program. My wife's has a one-day program that walks through that as well, so you can master that.
And it's in the form with the template.
Yeah. So I think we're good to go.
There you go.
Ready?
All right. Yeah, we'll get you on to module 8, which is how to do the discovery call, which Robin's going to help you out with. Awesome.
Right. See you on the next one.